I think that what happened was during those 15 years after I had my first experience with the guardian angel, I had many, many, many experiences with the angels and the archangels, and I really struggled to feel worthy of allowing them into my life. And, being a teenage mom, being on food stamps and welfare at that time, I'm struggling with feeling just worthiness in general, that when it was time, when I was like ready to, now I was ready to intentionally have a family, and the first pregnancy ended, I was pissed. I was angry. I felt like I was being punished because I already had, a child, and I didn't do it in the quote right way by, being married and all that. And so I was really pissed. And I think in that, I shut myself off from that help and that support. When the second baby a few years later came in, I was scared because I was afraid of, number one, the first experience I had, number two, the second experience I had. And so I was afraid. And in that level of fear, it activated the part of me that didn't feel like maybe I don't deserve another baby. Maybe I haven't been a good enough mom. Maybe I didn't really know what I was doing and this isn't meant to be. And so that happened with the second and the third. By the third one, I was done. I wasn't going to have kids again. I was just done. But then I had this amazing, miraculous kind of shift that said, there's another spirit here for you, and you need to open up to receive it. And you do deserve, and you are worthy. And everything that's happened has been learning and has been healing and has been heart opening. And this will be too. And so I think that I struggled a lot over those first 15 years with, pushing the love away, that unconditional loving energy of the angels, and then bringing it in, and then pushing it away, and then bringing it in. And I'd have an experience and it'd be like, oh, this is so cool. And then I'd go, oh, but nobody really understands this, and everybody thinks I'm weird and a little on the nutsy side. And so I was also at the same time trying to be normal, trying to fit in. And I don't fit in. I never have fit in. I don't fit in. But at that time, I still had that kind of the training that I had been raised in. I was raised in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'd had these experiences with angels. Then I started seeing spirits, and it was not accepted. And so that those old stories and that and those feelings of not being good enough and worthy just rippled through every aspect of my life, until I had this beautiful and amazing experience with my next son, my youngest son, that I really believe not only healed many aspects of my heart, but literally healed me from many physical issues that I'd been having throughout those years. And so, miracle after miracle for sure has happened in my life with the support of the angels. And pregnancy is, it's for sure not my favorite thing, but it has been the thing really that has expanded me the most, one of the greatest things that expanded me the most.